The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Coming into this week, the Barracuda had won just 3 games all time on the road against the Henderson Silver Knights, but they sweep the 2-game set as they pick up a 5-3 victory over the Henderson Silver Knights. As we welcome you back inside the Lees Family Forum, it was an early start and 11 a.m. puck drop. Barracuda were ready to roll from the opening puck drop. Got a little bit squirrely, a little bit chippy late, but they find a way to pick up the victory, and they've now won 4 in a row.
They looked good right off the bat. Got into a little giveaway turnover problem. They recovered in that second period. Had a strong second period. Drew a lot of penalties. Power play at times was passive, but then they turned it on at the end. Didn't get any goals. Looked good. Something they can build on from there. Third period, I thought they had a really strong third period. And Ethan Cardwell was one of the players of the game. What a game he played, and scored some big goals, or scored a big goal and then made a big play on the empty netter. A lot of good things with the Barracuda happening right now, but again, like we talked about just at the end, there's a lot of things that John McCarthy can also work on to keep getting that consistency into their game.
Well, if there's any concerns, the Barracuda were not going to be ready with the early start. They were erased quickly. They waited just 1 minute and 50 seconds to open up the scoring as the former Silver Knight, Jimmy Schultz, pounded in his first of the year. Pass came back to him, then he put it right through the blue paint. Picked up by Cardwell, near half wall, midpoint. Schultz winds up and scores! Jimmy Schultz from the midpoint beats Schmid. It's a 1-0 Barracuda lead as the former Silver Knight opens it up here just a minute and 50 seconds into the first. A great shot from Jimmy Schultz to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. They weren't done. About 5 minutes later, it's put back to the point. Cagnoni from the midpoint slings it on net. And Andrew Podorowski, Schultz's former teammate with Coachella Valley, would give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead. Quit in the O-zone, leading 1-0. Shot by Cagnoni, tipped through, they score! Andrew Podorowski has his second goal of the year, his second in as many games, and the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead. Barracuda had all the momentum in that first period, up 2-0. Knights would get one back. Brandon Hickey is first of the season from Kalen Addison, the former Shark, and Robert Haig. So we go to the second, 2-1 lead for the Barracuda, and that is really when the Barracuda just put their foot down and took over the game. We're not rewarded in the second. They'd go on 3 different power plays, came up empty, but they did outshoot the Knights in that second, 17-4. But Drew, when you don't score despite having all those chances and you're just up by the single goal, you think in the back of your mind, because the home team eventually is going to find their game. But the Barracuda found a way in the third, as you mentioned, very good in the third, and they kind of took the game back over, and they ultimately win 5-2.
Yeah, the third goal was key, obviously, because you got that little extra breather. It was a hard-working fourth-line goal again. But then the goal that was really the one that you look at and you think to yourself, wow, that is a special play. And you mentioned it, Ethan Cardwell's goal. Ethan Cardwell's goal was one-on-one against probably one of the best AHL defenders there is, makes the move, and then in tight, he scores what people would call the goal scorer's goal. When you're in that tight, you get the puck up over the shoulder. It was brilliant.
Yeah, an outstanding individual effort. But as you mentioned, Drew, going into the third, game still very much in the balance, but the fourth line comes through again. Anthony Vincent, his third of the season, has already set a new career high in goals, as he had just 2 in 21 games last year. But at 4:07, Ethan Frisch, simple play, throws it on net.
Yep.
And from just below the hash marks, Vincent able to tip it short side, upper left corner, to give the Barracuda a 3-1 lead.
The power play is over. Barracuda 0-5 now in the game. And you see Schmid, he's had trouble with what looks like pretty innocent shots in this game.
Yeah.
And the Barracuda on their power plays in particular They're just too fine. They're trying to make that perfect seam pass. Here's a chance. It's tipped through. Vincent, what a brilliant tip. On the short side, it's a 3-1 Barracuda lead.
Well, ask and you shall receive. We were calling for simplicity for the Barracuda. Just felt like they were trying to do a bit too much. Simple play to the point, slung on net. Vincent tips it home. And so many times already this season, the Barracuda have relied on that fourth line to provide energy and provide a spark, and they come through again. But that goal that you talked about, Drew, Ethan Cardwell, a little bit snake-bitten, had yet to score coming into the game, but what a brilliant goal. A one-on-one with Dyson Mayo gets around him, and he goes upstairs short side to really put a final nail in Henderson's coffin.
For Addison, stick handling right point, flicks it along for Denisenko, skittered over his blade, and he gave away right to the middle of the ice as Vincent works back to center and twists it for Cardwell. One-on-one, Cardwell has a step, taking a wide, shoots, and scores!
What an outstanding effort by Cardwell. He's starting to heat up. No points in his first three, but points over his last three. He's got his first of the season. Things would then get a little bit interesting. The Barracuda in a comfortable spot, but they take back-to-back minors, putting Henderson onto a 5-on-3 power play. And while on the advantage, Gage Quinney would pot his second of the year at 17:31. And then you start to think, we've got to make sure we close the door on this one and avoid going back to the box, avoid giving up any more goals. And the Barracuda would put the game away. An empty netter, and again, Cardwell right at the center of it wins a 50-50 puck with a former Shark Addison in the left corner and finds Bisted for the empty netter.
Shoots. That's blocked. Good. Blocked by Ethan Fresh, and he's laboring. And now can Cardwell get inside positioning on Addison, who's holding on to him?
Good effort.
And Cardwell does get to it, but it's on the end wall. Now he spots Bisted, who puts it into the open net. What a great individual effort by Cardwell. He beats Addison on a one-on-one in the corner. Finds Bisted, who puts it home. It's 5-2 Barracuda.
What an effort by Cardwell. You talk about teach tape. You talk about different moments that this team can learn from. There were some mistakes, no question, but those are the type of positive little film moments that you'll be able to utilize throughout the season.
Yeah, way more positive things to talk about than negative, and you can keep the meeting light and you can show, hey, just what a difference one guy can make on a, as you said, 50-50 puck.
Fun game indeed. Barracuda win ultimately by a final score 5-3. The Knights would get another one late in 1944, but it was too little too late as the Barracuda improve on the young year to 5-1. Meanwhile, the Knights are going the other direction. They are 1-5. They have dropped 4 in a row. Final shots 41-32 in favor of the Barracuda. Power play 0-5. Penalty kill finally does give up a goal, but 25 to start the year. Askarov, the winning goaltender, Schmid still winning winless on the year, and the Barracuda pick up the victory here on the road. Let's go over our three stars before we do say so long from Henderson. We're going to decide our own stars, Drew,
good,
because they have yet to file in. So I'll go with the third star. You can give us the second, and then I'll finish off with the first. Number three star for the Barracuda for me is Yaroslav Askarov. Wasn't overly tested, but the confidence that he instills in his team is apparent. I thought he was solid once again. He, for me, is the number three star.
I'm going to give you the number one star because I know who it's going to be. But the number two star, and I don't want to be a homer, so I'm not going to be. I thought Brandon Hickey was terrific in this game for the Henderson Silver Knights. He was all over the ice. He was a guy who was really trying to drive his team, and he got a goal. So Brandon Hickey would be my guy for the second star.
And we'll let you choose the first as well.
Well, it is Ethan Cardwell for me. I thought Ethan Cardwell, when the game was really on the line, he showed up and made two dynamite plays in order to seal the victory for the San Jose Barracuda.
Well, a business trip very successful for the Cuda. They're back home on Wednesday to face Coachella Valley. Sharks in action tomorrow. They take on the Golden Knights just up the road. Attendance tonight, 2,702 saw it. Our game length was 2 hours and 30 minutes. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in for this early start, and the great Drew Mender for joining us on the road. Our first road broadcast.
Yeah, that was good.
Have a good call tomorrow. Hopefully the Sharks can get into the win column. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
As the Barracuda take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Final score here in Henderson. Barracuda 5, the Silver Knights 3. Until Wednesday, for Drew, I'm Nick saying so long and, well, good afternoon from Henderson. We'll talk to you all on Wednesday.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Again today, I had to turn my heart around.